Hey, joining me now on the Marmy Rock Show, I've got Jim Little, who a lot of you, and I know because I've been putting stuff on Facebook, are going to be excited to hear, is back from Rogue Mail. Jim, welcome to the show.
Thanks. It's good to be here with you.
So, hey, man, I'm really excited. As soon as, Alan reached out to me and said, hey, these guys are around for interviews, I jumped at the chance because like so many people, when I put up a video of this, just love the classic music. Is that the kind of reception you get when you run into people at the airport or the mall or whatever?
Yeah, it is, actually, especially policemen. I seem to get pulled in everywhere I go. I think it's something to do with my face.
Well, a lot of people remember that face from the album cover with that sort of a robotic eye melting away there. So give me a little bit of the discography now of the band. So it's three albums, correct, up to this point?
That's right, yeah. We did, back in the 80s, we did The First Visit. That was the first album. And Animal Man was the second album. And then we ran into trouble with the management and the record companies, and it just went from bad to worse, and we split up after, the end of 87, and time just flew by. We couldn't really believe how quick the time went by. And what happened was, around about 2010, about 09, both of those albums were re-released by a Polish record company via BMG. They were called Metal Mind Productions, and they put those albums out again, and it kind of kicked off interest again. So we kind of jumped on it again and thought, yeah, we might as well get at it again, because it started up. So we recorded another album titled Nail It and put it out with good response, and we've just been trying to get back to really into the mainstream again. We've been slogging around England and doing gigs up and down England and places like that, but we haven't been able to bust out of England, but we're hoping to get over to the States very soon. Now that Alan Cook and his brother Bob Cook are involved, we think we might be able to pull that off.
Well, we're going to certainly do whatever we can, because I've never seen you live, and I would love to. Now, hey, I've always wanted to ask you, so my favorite song still to this day is Crazy Motorcycle. Now,
right.
Are you a cycle rider yourself? Is that where that song's from?
Yeah, I've got a few bikes, yeah. I've been riding since I was a kid, since I was 16. I fell off plenty of times as well.
Is that the inspiration for that tune?
It sure is, yeah. I've always been interested in motorcycles and cars. I'm a bit of a petrol head. I'll tell you a story, actually. When I was a young kid, there used to be a gang of guys that lived in the same neighborhood, and they were kind of like the original tune-up guys. These guys were riding old BSAs and trams and stuff. And there was one guy in particular called Doogie. And I kind of worshipped him. He was my hero. He looked a bit like Gene Vincent, that kind of a guy, And he rode a BSA, and he used to sort of throw me on the back and take me around. And that impression has lasted in me, In particular, the badge on the tank of the BSA, that struck a chord with me, and it's been there ever since. And I've still got one, actually. That was the thing. I've still got I have a 1955 BSA Gold Flash that it's not for sale.
Now, back in the day, you were really guys known for the elaborate sci-fi kind of stage wear and the interesting hairstyle. Do you guys still wear the sci-fi stuff, or is that a long gone thing?
I think we still kind of have a little touch of that, we're kind of still, I don't know if you've seen the video, the Lair video, we kind of still hang on to that a little. I mean, I'm still into sci-fi, I love that sci-fi stuff, and anything to do with engines and that kind of stuff, it's still there, and obviously if we can get back up again like the way we were back in the 80s, we will develop that further,
Well, it was a super cool look, man, and you guys have been such a unique band. Now, if I'm not mistaken, so are you and John the original members that are still in the band, and what's the band comprised of now?
Yeah, what we have, it's myself and Johnny Fraser Binney, two original members, that's right, yeah. We now have a guy called Tony Forsyth on bass, and he was a guy, he was around in the 80s as well. He's played with several different people back then. So we have him in the band now. We did try out our original bass player, a guy called Phil Clark, who actually was on the first album, but it didn't work out. It's just one of those things. We kind of, you know, we've been looking for a drummer. The guy we have at the moment is Johnny's stepson on drums, a guy called Reuben O'Donoghue, and he's actually he's staying with us until we actually find the right guy. But he's a good little drummer. But he has his own band, of course, and they're called Stereo Juggernaut. But he's anything that Rogue Mail want to do, he's with us. If we're doing a tour or anything like that, it's not a problem, you know.
So, hey, from the first time I heard you guys, there's always been somewhat of, in my mind, a little bit of a comparison to Motorhead. And I actually said to Alan, you know, the day that Lemmy goes down, I always thought you'd be my pick for the perfect fill-in for Lemmy. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I've been, you know, we've had this for years, this comparison with Motorhead. But, look, you know, it's... I mean, I hate to compare with anybody, really, but it's a compliment, you know. I know Lemmy is a good lad, and I don't know if he'd like me to take his place. But
he might not like it.
But we used to rehearse in the studio next door to Motorhead, and we had a few jams with him as well. And there's similarities, definitely there are similarities, but, you know. But, I mean, my main influences are Thin Lizzy and The Who, or... would be the my main influences, really, you know.